This evening, President Bush issued an executive order that will slow the release of government documents that were coming due for declassification. The new order will also permit the federal government to reclassify information that was already made public if the administration decides it could damage national security. The order affects millions of documents that are 25 years old or older. Their release is delayed for 3 years. It will also make other changes in a declassification system that was put in place by President Clinton in the 1990s. Joining us now from the White House to discuss this order is NPR's Brian Naylor. And Brian, first, what kind of documents are we talking about?
There are all sorts of documents, Robert. Everything from memos, notes taken at meetings, communications between officials, military records, diplomatic documents, background data related to national security decision-making, and a lot less exotic stuff. This order, after all, applies to all executive agencies.
There was some hint of this coming a few days ago, a story in the New York Times, no?
Right. There's been a draft circulating. Actually, the story was broken by an internet publication called Secrecy News. So the secrecy community, the document archival community and historians have been aware that this has been in the works.
So this would mean that scholars or other investigators might find that they have to wait 3 more years or more to get a look at things that they thought they'd be seeing.
That's right, another 3 years. Plus, there's a good chance that many of the documents that might have been declassified previously under the Clinton administration order won't be see the light of day if they fall under the heading of national security. For example, this order would exempt from release those documents that come from foreign governments, unless those governments have similar declassifying policies. The administration also says now that any documents that could reveal human intelligence sources or information dealing with weapons of mass destruction or terrorism won't be released.
But there are some elements of the Clinton declassification policy that are left intact by the Bush administration, no?
Yes. The White House, which gave reporters a briefing by an unidentified senior official, says that wanted to stress that the essential program is still in place, that documents will automatically be declassified after this review period, and that I think is seen as a good thing compared to what might have happened.
In the Clinton policy, I believe there was a statement that if there were some doubt about whether to declassify or not, you should err on the side of declassification.
Right, and that language has been removed. The White House says it's simply going back to the old days, but basically now the burden of proof is whether or not that you will err on the side of not releasing. I want to say that you know, this sort of continues, though, a trend that this administration has shown over the years, that it's made it more difficult to get a lot of information out, and it has a bit of a penchant for secrecy. But the consensus is, while this is might not as bad as it might have been, it's a continuation of a trend.
Thank you. NPR's Brian Naylor reporting from the White House. And this is NPR, National Public Radio.